RSM Central's Form Express.
Racing at Hamilton this afternoon in Western Victoria. Let's hear what Mark Hunter had to say regarding his best bets there.
We're going to make the best race 5, number 2, Hughes the Boss. We'll make my value race 3, number 7, Voss Mary. The quaddy, first leg, 1, 2, 4 and 7. Second leg going wide here, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 and 9. Third leg, 5, 6 and 7. And come home, 2, 3, 6. So we need a couple of those phase to get bowled over. And the play of the day, it's going to play an each way all up here. Race 3, number 7, Voss Mary, into race 5, number 2, Hughes the Boss, will cost you $4 for a $1 investment.
Ornamental Lady looks tough to beat in race number 7. Dan Bowman prepares her.
You know, she's a good horse. She was beaten ahead in Sandown last prep and beat Agreeable Home, who won in one Wednesday at Caulfield. So she's got good form lines.
Yep.
She's just she had a trial about a month ago behind Savitur XL of Tony McAvoy.
Yes.
And she just got galloped on in that trial, so she didn't miss any work. She just sort of had to be delayed going to the races. So she's very fit and ready to go. And in this sort of grade, she should be pretty hard to beat, I would have thought.
Let's hear what Kevin Casey now has to say about the Orange meeting in New South Wales. Good morning to you, Kev.
Yeah, good day, Gareth.
Take it away, mate. Start.
I think the two that I want to have a little bit of a play at today, especially in the last race, 7, number 3, who's called Damn Real, is going to get on speed here. It's not a high-tempo race by the looks of it. I think we'll get a cosy run. Worked its way into the career best form. This isn't terribly difficult, this class one for mine, and I'm away from the favourite there. Happy with race 7, number 3 as a bet. But look, I just thought in race 2, this is the longest price of any horse I'm interested in today. It's around about the $6 mark. We call Shazza, who's returning. Shazza, who returned from a break, had one run. It was really poor. Went into that option. Shocking trials. Was trialing no good at all and ran to expectations. But has come back and trialed better. It's a Joe Pride runner. And I just think perhaps could show some improvement on the strength of those trials. There's a shorty there that there's a little bit of a query on a soft track. So race 2, number 10, perhaps worth a little play as well. Body-wise, Gareth, I'm happy with the favourite. Number 2, one out in the first leg. In the second leg for me, I'm looking at 2, 3, 5 and 7. In the third leg, we've got two equal favourites there pretty much. 3 and 4, they'll go in. And we come home with 1, 3, 4 and 5. So that's the quality play today as well.
Preview Grafton. Dan, hello to you.
Hey, Gareth, how are you?
Good, thank you, mate. Do you like this card at Grafton, despite it being on a heavy 8?
Yeah, certainly not as confident with the heavy eight. I was expecting sort of being in the soft, heavy range when doing the form for this meeting. I do like one in race 4. It's done race gelding from the Casey Bogdan stable named Puerto Rico and has seen some support this morning. And easy to see why, based on recent trials, the place in both trials leading into this first up run and split a couple of horses in Brazetti and Rising Fire. The winner there is pretty handy horse from the Stuart Kendrick stable in Queensland, and Rising Fire has since won on debut at the Gold Coast. So Puerto Rico finds a winnable race here. Can handle the wet conditions, will be hard to beat in race 4. The next best on the card comes up in the last, race 7, horse called Prophetess. Again from the Casey Bogdan stable, so hoping that team can have a good day today. Looks a pretty smart filly, this one. I think she can quickly progress through the grade. She ticks the wet track box, Gareth. She showed a nice turn of foot to win on a soft 6 last start. So looks a handy type and hopefully can get the job done in the last race, race 7, number 7.
All right.
In terms of the quaddy,
yep.
We've got race 4. We'll put our best bet in the 11, Puerto Rico, and we'll put the 4 in the miles ahead. In race number 5, we'll have the 3 runners. We'll go 1, 5, and 6. In race 6, third leg, we'll go just the 2 runners. Para Jasmine, short enough, but hard to beat on the home track. The
5, and then the 4 see it through, and in the last we'll come home with just the 2. Proper Test, one of our best bets, and the 3, Mark Well Dreamer.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that. Good luck, Dan.
Cheers, Gareth. Thanks.
That's a good job, Dan Nuttall. Wonderful judge. So that's his selections there at Crafton. Geelong trots tonight. Luke Humphreys, good morning. Or good afternoon to you, I should say.
Good afternoon to you as well, Gareth.
Can we make some money at Geelong tonight?
Yeah, hopefully. In the first race, number 10, we're going to go early with our specials. In the first, number 10, Champagne Charlie is my best bet on the program, race 1, number 10. Now, it's got the outside second row draw, this particular gelding, but I thought he was the class around and he brought the best form. He go back 4 runs ago, he was third behind two horses that would probably be odds on in this race. It's Bendigo on the 4th of August, and then was 3rd here at Geelong, also behind 2 horses that would probably be odds on if they were in this as well, at this venue on the 10th of September over the course of distance. And you go back to his last run at Melton, he was 3rd favourite and galloped, unfortunately, but he was in the market against the likes of Ollie Beachy and Defensive Guy. So, look, as long as he does everything right, he did gallop last time, but as long as he does everything right, I think he'll win. And he did finish ahead of a few of these in a 4-mile trial at Melton 7 days ago, went second. So he's the best race 1, number 10. The value, race 2, number 1, Terra of Loxley. He was behind some really nice horses during last preparation. Hasn't had the best luck in 2 runs back. Draws well, race 2, number 1, and a little bit more value. I thought he could go close in the second event, Terra of Loxley. A second to Lost for Words last, though, is a pretty good horse. It didn't have the best luck first up at Yarra Glen. So race 1, number 10, the best, and also like race 2, number 1, a little bit more value. Races 5, 6, 7, 8 for Quaddy in the first league. It's a pretty competitive Quaddy, I thought. We'll go 2, 4, 5, 6 in that first league. Then I thought the second league was actually pretty competitive, even though we've got an odds-on favourite. 1, 3, 4, 6, 7, 9. Then 3, 1 out the third league. That's where we're going to go. Skinny with the odds-on favourite, Better Call Me. You should lead and win. 1, 2, 4, 5, the last leg. So 2, 4, 5, 6, 1, 3, 4, 6, 7, 9, 3, 1 out, 1, 2, 4, 5. There's a few numbers there. And for those that want the full unit, that's going to cost $96, Gareth.
I'm really keen on 1 tonight. I think you're tacking it on there, Luke. In race number 5, Doubtless Bay to lead all of the way.
Okay. No, I wouldn't take it on. I think it's a great chance. Yeah. First up, some, you know, Monomings in good form, you know. I'm Shadow Boxer, Sheffield Sparky, I know Salazzi, but I think he's definitely a very good horse. He's trialled well, and I definitely think he can win for sure, Gareth.
Good on you, mate. Good calling.
Thanks, mate.
George Ferrigia joins us now. G'day, George.
G'day, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Looking forward to catching up with Ian Garland, hopefully, and off the leash, our greyhound trainer at RSN 927, who looks after our superstar. In hushing dusk, he'll be representing RSN 927, RSN Central, in the great chase.
Absolutely. Can't wait to speak to Ian and we can get him on the phone. But before that, we're going to try to get some winners.
He won't be cutting hair, will he? Surely. Oh, the hairdressers are open in Bendigo, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. But look, there's bigger fish to fry now, Gareth, with the great chase tomorrow. Yes. But we'll kick off with Horsham, mate, in race 4, number 6, a greyhound called Quebec Bale. Now, this is a youngster by the great Fanta Bale, who impressed at Bendigo, winning impressively in good time around the 23.95 mark, which is a good run for a maiden. After that, ran fourth behind Wow, She's Fast. Yes, it got beaten 11 lengths, but got into all sorts of trouble early, and then ran nicely into second place at Sandown last start. So it's going to work through the grades nicely, and I think it's a win it can pick up here. Race 4, number 6, Gareth. Quaddy numbers 1, 3, 6, and 7 into 3 and 7. Into 2 and 6, into 2 and 3. Geelong tonight, no Warrigal there tonight. Geelong, we have to wait till the last, but I think we've got a winner there. Race 12, number 8, Innocent Diva, can show good speed and is drawn favourably. I liked her run up the straight at Healesville. I think her better runs have been at Geelong. And as I said, from the draw, if she can just begin like we know she can, I think she'll get the job done here. Race 12, number 8. Quaddy numbers 2 and 4. Into 1, 2, 6 and 7, into 1, 4 and 5, into 4, 5 and 8 to bring us home.
Good on you, mate. Good luck.
No worries, mate.
Catch up with you in just a moment. There's Georgie Ferrugia there to wrap up the Form Express.